Welcome to the Urgent Care Leadership Podcast. I'm Llewellyn Horwitz. Since the founding of the Urgent Care Association, it's been governed by a democratically elected board of directors. So, every year, UCA members elect a new class of directors to the board. In the next few episodes of the podcast, you're going to get to meet this year's election candidates. I think you'll agree we have an extraordinary group of urgent care leaders running this year. This episode's guest is Derek Newell, Chief Executive Officer at NextCare. Derek, it's great to get to spend some time with you today.
It's great to be here, Llewellyn. I'm super excited about to talk about urgent care and to talk about my experiences in urgent care over the last couple of years and a little bit about where the future of urgent care might be going.
Can you start out by giving us a short bio and background, including your path to urgent care and what your current work involves?
Yeah. My path to urgent care, I would describe as non-traditional path to urgent care. I started out in the late 90s going to graduate school at Berkeley in the Bay Area. And so everything was internet, everything. And I actually wrote my graduate thesis on how the internet's going to transform healthcare. And part of it was this idea that it would create national brands, right? It would create national primary care brands, virtualization, the ability to capture and communicate with people across geographies. And I had this old curmudgeon of a advisor on my thesis committee who's, you know, assistant printed out his emails and things like that. And he's like, Derek, healthcare's local. Healthcare's hyper-local. It's never going to be nationalized. It's like, this neighborhood is different than that neighborhood, is different than the other neighborhood. And of course, I thought he was like, you're crazy. Turns out he was wrong and right. And I was wrong and right. And so I've been thinking about the integration of the physical and virtual healthcare world for a long time and have worked in tons of services, technology-enabled services and technology companies that were kind of overlays to a broken physical world system and tried to put the internet on top of it. And it was always the last mile. What was broken was, well, we can't help you. Go see your PCP. Well, I don't have one. Well, good luck. Go to your website, find one. Or you need to go see a podiatrist or a specialist and specialty provider. Oh, good luck. We don't know. We don't know who your insurance is. We're an internet at scale national brand. We're trying to build billion-dollar companies and all this stuff. And it was always really disappointing to the patients and really ineffective. And so I left and put out on my network that I wanted to do something with the physical world and the virtual world combined. And I was lucky enough to meet the right people that had an urgent care company that had made the right technology move early and that it had a common EMR, but it had done nothing else on top of that. It didn't have an app. It didn't have any automation. It had virtual health by necessity of a tiny fraction of its business, but we can integrate the physical and virtual to create, I believe, incredible patient experiences. And I've learned a lot about how to make that happen and went to the School of Hard Knocks, got my PhD in urgent care at the School of Hard Knocks, I would say. but that's how I got here. And my background is just technology-enabled services in healthcare, disease management, remote patient monitoring, virtual diabetes clinics, all kinds of fun stuff. That kind of prepared me for this, but not really. So NextCare, we're a 175 location, multi-site urgent care group. We're in 12 states across the country, see a few million patients a year. And we are growing our virtual care business. And so we're about 10% virtual and 90% physical and adding locations and closing locations all the time as the world dictates. But it's a great organization. It's a very, you know, it's kind of a storied organization founded in Arizona, 30-year history here, 30-year history in Oklahoma. So primarily we're in Oklahoma, Texas, and Arizona. Those are the big, that's where 75% of our centers are.
So what would you like the members to know about what you can bring to the table as a board member?
I think urgent care is really important. And I don't think anybody else thinks that. I really don't. I think the rest of the healthcare system thinks we're a nuisance, or we increase costs, or we don't create much value, or we just bumps and bruises and sneezes. And that's wrong, right? We influence disproportionately the overall medical spend, and we have the opportunity to do that. We haven't seen ourselves that way, but we're starting to see ourselves that way. And I know the leaders in this organization and this industry see themselves that way. And we got to get a message, right? We got to get a message together that is as powerful as we can be, because we can be the front door. We can be the front door to healthcare. There's no access to PCPs anymore. And they don't want them working on urgent care issues. They want them working on value-based care, which is primarily keeping people with multiple chronic illnesses out of the hospital. And so that crisis is here and people need a place to go. So we have the ability to increase our influence, and I believe to get a seat at the table. And, you know, my profession is product and sales and marketing. I'm a messaging executive. I'm a sales executive. I've worked with CMS and legislatures to get reimbursement at the national, at the local level. And I have helped build industries and categories that didn't exist and make companies successful in those. And so I just believe incredibly in urgent care. And I think my skill set will be invaluable to the board, right? I also bring sort of transformation expertise. I've been thinking about transformation for a long time, and it's the threat to our industry and the changes that are going to happen is so much higher than I realized. And the transformation that's going to happen in urgent care is critical over the next 5 years for us to become the front door, right? For us to take our rightful position at the healthcare table. So, and it's not about one company competing and achieving that vision. It's about an industry achieving that vision. Because if one company does it, we're not at the table, right? We need to be at the table, and we're not. So it's about us collectively competing with each other, but building a collective vision for what the industry should be and can be, and competing within that framework, right? But always with the eye on the prize of we get to the healthcare table in our rightful place.
So what roles do you see UCA is best suited to play in the urgent care industry in the next 5 years?
Well, to get the messaging, all people in healthcare care about is how does it work and what outcomes does it produce, right? And many of us are starting to partner more closely with healthcare systems and healthcare insurance companies and these hybrid organizations that carry risk and also deliver care across the continuum. We have access to data that we've never had before about our upstream and downstream impacts on the healthcare system. But as an industry, we have to come together, put that data together, and tell our value proposition and come up with a concise vision on how we can help. You know, I think we have a responsibility in certain areas, like, you know, antibiotic stewardship and other things like that. But, you know, and people are always talking about ER diversion and unnecessary, inappropriate ER utilization, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. Like, we are the only access points for millions of Americans every day. Like, we're the only place they can go. We're the only place they can afford. What other place in healthcare can you walk in and out and know what your bill is going to be? I know it's going to be less than a few hundred bucks, right? It's like, so I think the UCA just plays that coordinating role because we're going to compete with each other. We're going to slug it out in our local markets, but we have to come together and share data that allows us to advocate for ourselves locally, nationally, politically, from a business perspective. If I convince Blue Cross Blue Shield of wherever of my value proposition, I'm not in every state. The person that's in the state two states away should use the same data to convince Blue Cross Blue Shield of their state of their value proposition. And then we should execute and compete against each other about delivering that value proposition better than one another, not about what is the value proposition. That's not where we compete. So I believe the UCA has like a few roles in this, which is coalescing the messaging around our value proposition and then advocacy at the national and even local political level, coordinating it, running it at the national level, coordinating it or providing us the toolkits at the local level, and then allowing us to come up with messaging. And it's almost like we can create a framework for competition. Of course, we want to innovate, but this is a transformative time. And if we don't cooperate and compete at the same time, competition, like as an industry, we are going to get lost in the shuffle is what I'm worried about. So I think that's the UCA's role, is to keep us focused on our eye on the prize. I keep saying our rightful place at the healthcare table. Like, we don't have a voice, is how I feel. And part of that's because we're such a small piece of the MLR, but or the medical loss ratio, medical spend, but we disproportionately affect it. We disproportionately create value for the healthcare system, and we disproportionately create value for consumers, right? What's the highest NPS in healthcare? Urgent care. Highest NPS. Like, toot my own horn a little bit. We have, our NPS is 75 across our entire organization, 175 clinics. And there's no other healthcare organization that's outside of urgent care that has that. And we have centers that are like 95, right? And so we're needed and we're valuable and we have an impact and we need to be at the table in a way. So I think really the UCA helps us get at the table, because I can't get at the table. 175 centers out of 10,000 plus, like, that's nothing, right? It's big for urgent care, but it's nothing. So I can't get to the table. Maybe in Arizona I can, but we can get to the table.
Well, thank you, Derek, for spending a few minutes sharing your story and your vision for UCA. We really appreciate your willingness to serve as a director and wish you all the best in the upcoming election.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be a part of the UCA board. I hope you'll vote for me, of course, and that I'll get to contribute any expertise I have to the collective mission of our industry.
So how do you vote? Ballots are sent directly to individual members and to the key contacts for our organizational members starting April 1st. To learn more about any of the candidates, visit UCA's website at urgentcareassociation.org, and you can meet them in person at the Urgent Care Convention starting April 13th. Thanks for being here, and let's keep raising the bar on each other.